How we doing?
Breathe.
Doesn't look too good now.
They're all
comforting you.
They are.
Okay, good. It should get better.
That one was almost as spicy as the one you had before. Well, clearly it didn't hurt.
You still have your lights, yeah?
Your lights haven't shaken, but it's still impressive.
No, don't worry. It's not gonna work. And over time, they'll get more comfortable. Do I feel guilty?
Yeah.
No, I think.
Yeah, my name.
I think I did.
No, they don't still have the pain. I just wanna know how much.
Oh, it should be much better.
No, my other leg was, I never felt anything.
Really?
Yeah.
But what was the forceps in the OR and what was the other? C-section?
Yeah.
Listen, you wanna hear about the C-section? I pushed for 3 hours, no, but the epidural was worn off. I pushed for 3 hours. And a different anesthesiologist came, some Chinese guy, it was in New York hospital. And so they said when they had the C-section, because it was enough, they told me not to push anymore. They couldn't get the
plant
part. He's running around, told me, I'm gonna quick. You know, he couldn't, because he couldn't get the finger parts to do the bonus. So I didn't trust him.
He can't find a clamp, and what good is that?
I couldn't get the thing off. And so then he was trying to do my sensory level with the alcohol thing.
Oh, that's good.
And I kept saying, even though I couldn't feel the alcohol thing.
No, I still feel it. Yeah, give me some more medication.
Thank you so much for telling me. I was in the recovery room for about 5 hours, numb. They brought me back to, I thought I was like never going to walk again.
She's dangerous.
She's dangerous because she'll keep asking for it.
No, but I was like, but this
guy. No, I can feel it. I
had this shaking reaction right after the C-section when I was still in there, you know. Everyone's like looking at the baby, and I'm like, I can't breathe. I was having a pulmonary embolus, you know. I was shaking from some of the anesthesia. You know, give me something else, like Valium, like they did. Because I didn't trust the guy because he couldn't get the tooth in him. He was the worst.
Yeah, sometimes one of those things.
That was scary, because it was a room in the recovery room, so finding him, the nurse wanted to take a break, she kept saying, it's not going to be good, it's
not going to be good. How did I do this?
Remember that? That was the most frightening thing.
So what do you have at home?